The following is a special presentation of Tenora Rams Sports Live. With all the action of tonight's matchup, here's Keith Brown.
Welcome to Game 2 of the 2020-21 Tenora Rams High School Basketball Boys season. Coming up live from the Groove Holiday Classic at Defiance High School, it's the Tenora Rams hosting and taking on the Indians of Wauseon in a non-league matchup. The Rams of Tenora come in representing the GMC, the Green Medals Conference, while the Indians of Wauseon come in representing the NWOAL, the Northwest Ohio Athletic League. Tonight, Signs Excavating tip-off is set for 8 o'clock. Signs Excavating offers a variety of excavating and trucking needs. Signs Excavating can assist with your general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. Signs Excavating can also handle all snow or ice removal projects. Signs Excavating is the official pregame sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live winter sports season. For all excavating needs, call Josh 419-769-2290. For trucking needs, call Brad 419-281-3738. You can visit them on Facebook or scienceexcavating.com. Overall, this series stands at Wauseon with 24 wins, Tenora 13. These teams last met in 2018 at the Darrell Chrysler Chevrolet Tournament that was with Wauseon coming out on top 58-41. That was at the Defiance College. A quick review of last season saw the Rams of Tenora finish 12-11 overall and 5-2 in the GMC. The Rams lost to Riverdale in a heartbreaker in the sectionals. Hall of Fame head coach Paul Wayne and this year's edition of the Tenora Rams are looking to contend with Antwerp for a GMC title this season. The Rams will be returning 5 letter winners, 4 starters, and 3 seniors. However, one starter that's not returning due to graduation, and that's a huge loss, is Evan Willitzer. Willitzer earned first team all GMC as well as second team all district, and he will have huge shoes to fill. Willitzer averages 10.4 points per game, 5 rebounds, and shot 41% from beyond the 3-point arc last season. Returning for their senior and final season are Jacob Bailey, along with twin brothers Mark and Max Grub. Bailey looks to add height to the Rams in desperate need of height and rebounding assistance. Marcus Grub, a 3-year letter winner, as well as leading the returning leading scorer for the Rams, will return at the point guard position. He was also second GMC. Grub averaged 13 points a game, shot 47% from 3-point land, shot 36%. The Grub brothers will be joined in the backcourt by junior Nolan Schaefer. Schaefer was GMC honorable mention last season while averaging 8.4 points per game and 1 assist. Also rounding out the Rams post will be Kason Wolfram and Eric Bone, both giving the Rams a little muscle to battle inside. Underclassman Lance Wrinkle, as well as a slew of sophomores, will hope to add some punch to Coach Wayne's bench. Last season saw the Rams average 40 points on offense while giving up 40 points on defense. High point game last year for the Rams was a 54-point output win versus Hilltop. Their low was a 23-point loss at Antwerp. At the time, they were the number 7 team in Ohio. Tenora comes into tonight with just one game under their belt, a 63-30 win at North Central way back on December 8th. Tenora has had 6 games postponed in this early season. The leading scorer in the Rams' only game was Marcus Grub with 24, Nolan Schaefer 11, Luke Harris and Eric Boone with 9. In that game, Marcus Grub had 5 three-pointers. Brief look back at Wauseon last season saw the Indians finish 17-7. They were 5-2 in NWOAL conference play. Wauseon lost in the district semifinals to then number 1 Lima Shawnee 69-54. Notable losses for the Indians were Noah Tester with 13 points and 6 rebounds. He was first team all NWOAL and all district 7, as well as a need to replace Sean Brock, who averaged 13 points per game and 6 rebounds as well. Brock was second team NWOAL All OAL and first team All District 7. This season, the Indians are returning six letter winners, including Connor Penrod, 10 points per game. He was an honorable mention last season, NWOAL, as well as Jonas Tester, who's averaged 10.5. He was honorable mention last season, NWOAL as well. Joining them are seniors Tyson Britch, Colton DeGroff, Isaac Wilson, and Easton Delgado. The Indians of Wauseon averaged 53 points a game last season while giving up 45. Last season, highs and lows. High point was 71-point win at Northview. The low was a 36-point output, and that was a win versus Archibald. Wauseon comes into tonight at 4-1, averaging 41 points a game on offense this season while giving up 38 points on defense. Wauseon has won 17 or more games in each of the last 17 seasons for head coach Chad Burt. This is his 12th season. He is 214-75. He's assisted by Dave Storer, Mark Britch, and Kyle Storer. Wauseon is Division II. Colors are red and white. They are from the NWOL. Superintendent is Troy Armstrong. Principal Keith Leatherman. Athletic Director Matt Hutchinson. Athletic Trainer Santana Villarreal. Your Tenora Rams are coached by head coach Paul Wayne. 2015 Hall of Fame inductee, 534 overall wins in 41 years of coaching, 38-55 in his fifth year at Tenora, 396 wins at Holgate, won championship in 2014. He was the 2001 Coach of the Year. Coach Wayne is assisted by Doug Florey, Ron Engel, Chris Limonstall, Mitch Schaffner, and Brent Ranelet. Rams are Division III. Colors are forest green and white. They are from the Green Meadows Conference. Superintendent Nicole Wells, Principal Eric Tipton, Athletic Director Craig Rutter, who says hello to everybody out there listening and or watching. Trainers Emily Trissel. So wherever you are and however you may be listening or watching, thanks for tuning in to tonight's contest at the Groove Holiday Classic, brought to you by Rusty Taco, coming up live from Defiance High School. It is the Tenora Rams taking on the Wauseon Indians in a non-league matchup in boys basketball. Game one, very exciting game here between Brian and Paulding. We had the pleasure of doing that one. Brian came behind to defeat Paulding by a score of 48-42. Paulding led heading into the fourth quarter by 5. Brian scored 22 points in quarter number 4 after scoring 26 in the first 3. So coming up, we will have playing of our national anthem as well as player introductions. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. Thanks, Coach H, for tuning in from Alabama, and everybody else for tuning in. Starters for the Rams: Marcus Rube, Max Rubin, Backhartworth, Nolan Schaefer, Gavin Eckert, and Kaysen Wolfram. And for head coach Chad Burt. There are your starters for Wasion: Jonas Tester, Colton DeGroff, Connor Penrod, Easton Delgado. And for the Rams again, Marcus Grube, Max Grube, Nolan Schaefer, Gavin Eckert, and Kaysen Wolfram. Again, the Rams coming in at just 1-0. Six games postponed. Hope to make those up. Wasion coming in at 4-1. Head coach Chad Burt, 12 seasons, 214-75. Head coach Paul Lane for Tenora, fifth season, 38-55, 41 overall years, 534 wins. Wasion in the home white, green numbers, black trim. Tenora, forest green, white numbers, black trim. Tenora will be going left to right on your radio. Nolan Schaefer against Connor Penrod. And it's basketball time finally for Tenora Rams boys. Whistle. Ball's in the air, tip controlled by Wasion Britch. Throws it to Penrod, hands it off to Burt. Pass on the wing, Penrod over to Burt. Down low, Britch, shot rolls around, no good. Gets his own rebound, throws it up, no good. Gets a rebound again, this time shot number three, Britch. Shot is good by Britch. Just underway here in your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. 2-0 as Schaefer lets a three-pointer go off the rim. Rebound, Tester. Across the timeline comes Tester for Wasion. On the wing, DeGroff. In the corner, to Birch. DeGroff. Topside, Birch. Runner on the baseline, Penrod throws it off the window, up and in. Penrod gives Wasion an early 4-0 lead. Across the timeline comes Marcus Grube for the Rams. Grube between the timelines. Over to Eckert on the wing. Eckert to the foul line, picks up his dribble. Over to Max Grube. Max between the circles, gets to the elbow, throws it to Wolfram on the wing. Wolfram between the circles. Throws it to Schaefer. Schaefer on the left wing to the left corner to Max Grube. Grube picks up his dribble, topside Schaefer. Schaefer outside the three-pointer, gives the ball to Grube. Grube dribbles the ball between the circles for the Rams on the right wing. Kaysen Wolfram. Wasion 4, Tenora nothing. Wolfram to Schaefer. Schaefer right wing, just outside the three-pointer. Now between the circles goes Schaefer, gives it to Wolfram, drives, kicks it back to Eckert. Eckert in the left corner, spins, trying to get rid of it. Double dribble on Gavin Eckert. Had the ball knocked away, he recovered it, which is, I'm not sure they shouldn't call that a double dribble, but obviously they did. Turnover on the Rams, 4-0, 6:05 remaining, opening quarter, Wasion, 4-0, turnover as Kaysen Wolfram intercepts the pass. Wolfram gives the ball to Grube. Marcus across the timeline down the right side, gives the ball to Max. Max gets to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, whistle, and we have a travel on Max Grube. Second turnover for the Rams on back-to-back possessions. 4-0. Wasion with 5:52 and counting here in the opening quarter in game number two from the Grube Classic from Defiance High School. Hopefully game two lives up to game one. Game one was very exciting. On the wing, DeGroff has the ball knocked away as he intended to pass it to Tester. Knocked out of bounds. Wasion will maintain possession. Corner, Tester. Tester dribbles out to the wing. Topside, Birch. Throws it over to DeGroff. Topside, Tester. Throws it to Penrod. Fakes a three. Down low, Birch. Throws it off the window. Rolls, no good. Gets his own rebound again. We have a whistle on the play. We'll have a foul on the Rams. I believe that will be on Gavin Eckert. It will be his first. Team's first. Going to the line. Tyson Birch. First free throw up. Rattles it home. Birch with three. Wauseon with a 5-0 early advantage with 5:13 remaining in the opening quarter. Thanks everybody for tuning in, wherever you are and me, however you may be. Second free throw, back rim, no good. On the floor, scramble picked up by Wolfram, gives it back to Schaefer. Rams trail by five, opening quarter, 5:10 and counting. Grube, hands Marcus Grube, tries baseline, block shot, picked out of the air by Tester. Tester quickly ahead to Penrod. Penrod picks up his dribble, top side to Wilson, lets a three-pointer go. But that's Delgado. Delgado with the three-pointer for Wauseon. Easton Delgado puts Wauseon up 8-0. We have a whistle on the floor, and we have a timeout. Tenora Rams timeout.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at MaumeeTitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season.
Back here after a 30-second timeout, Wauseon with a quick 8-0 lead. Tyson Birch with three, leading the way for Wauseon. Marcus Grube between the circles for Tenora. Throws it on the wing to Eckert. Eckert loses the ball but gets it back. Gives it to Wolfram. Wolfram just outside the three-point arc. It's top side. On the wing to Max Grube. Max down low to Schaefer. Nolan down low. Throws up a floater. Back rim no good. The ball bounces around. It's controlled by Delgado of Wauseon. Quickly ahead, Tester. Tester between the circles on the wings to Birch. Tester, far side, top side, Delgado. Down low, Bridge throws it back out. As Tester drives, we have a whistle and we have a blocking foul. I believe that will be on Max Grube. Foul will be on Max Grube, his first, team second. 8-0 Wauseon, 4:09 remaining in opening quarter and just the second game for Tenora. Wauseon coming in with 4-1. Three-point attempt, Britch up and good. Tyson Britch, 4-3. Wauseon 11, Tenora nothing. Britch with six. Grube comes into the front court for the Rams. Bounce pass to Eckert. Eckert on the right wing, just outside the three-point arc. Gavin gets to the top of the key. Throws it on the left wing to Max Grube. Max, one dribble, cross-court pass to his brother Marcus. Marcus between the circles, hits a cutting Gavin Eckert off his fingertips into the hands of Kaysen Wolfram. Kaysen dribbles, pass down low to Max. Max spins, he's double teamed, loses the ball, picked up by Tyson Britch. Head comes the Indians of Wauseon leading by 11, 11-0, 3:20 and counting. Opening quarter from the Grube Classic on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Tester in the corner, drives baseline, now backs the ball back out, looks to drive again on Grube, throws up a shot, rim no good, bounces around, controlled by Nolan Schaefer. Schaefer gives the ball to Marcus Grube. Grube across the timeline into the front court for Tenora between the circles. Marcus Grube picked up by Colton DeGroff, bounce pass on the left wing to Gavin Eckert. Eckert cross-court pass to Marcus Grube. What's a three-pointer go, and it's good. Marcus Grube puts the Rams on the board. Grube for three. Marcus with 24 on five threes in his first game, well, only game. 11-3, Wauseon, 2:42 and counting in the opening quarter from Defiance High School's Grube Classic, brought to you by Rusty Taco. Rich to Tester. Tester to DeGroff. In the corner, Delgado. Wauseon with quick ball movement. Down low. Ball's knocked away from Bridge. Picked up by Grube. Marcus in the Rams' backcourt. Backs the ball back up. Now he picks up the pace. Across the timeline comes Grube. 2:14 and counting. Rams down 11-3. Here in game number two. Game number one won by Brian. 48-42 comeback win for the Bears over Paulding. winner will tip off tomorrow, and the championship game approximate tip-off time will be 8 o'clock. Consolation game will be 6 o'clock as Schaefer lets a three-pointer go from the left wing. No good. Rebound, Wolfram. Wolfram of the Rams gives the ball to Eckert. Eckert, topside, Marcus Grube. Marcus, one dribble, gives the ball on the wing to Gavin Eckert. Eckert, back to Marcus Grube. Marcus, free throw line, gives the ball to Max on the wing, over to Schaefer. Schaefer lets a three-pointer go. He's on the line. Schaefer for two. Had a 2-0 on the line. Cuts the lead to 11-5. First points for Schaefer. 1:15 and counting here in quarter number one from Defiance High School. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate that. Finally, we have Rams basketball. Girls off to a fantastic start at 4-5. I believe they're 5-5. Maybe now the girls are 5-6, but it's nice to have some boys basketball. As Penrod drives, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound, Britch throws it up, and Tyson Britch with eight. One about eight offensive rebounds already. 13-5, Wasion with the lead, 45 seconds remaining in the quarter. Max Grube gets to the free throw line, throws it on the left wing to Schaefer. Schaefer backs the ball back out, topside Wolfram. Kaysen hands the ball to Marcus Grube as we're down to 33 seconds. Grube drives. Max hands it to Marcus. Marcus bounce pass down low to Eckert. Wolfram lets a three-pointer go, and it's good. Kaysen Wolfram for three from deep downtown. 13-8. Rams cut it to 5 after trailing 11-0. Down to 11 seconds to go here in quarter number 1. Down to 4. Tester looks to make a move. Backs up. Three-pointer goes by Tester. Back rim. No good. It's the end of the first quarter. Wasion 13. Tenora 8. And we'll be back with second half action right after this.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at maumeetitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. Is your business looking for someone to take the day-to-day worries of your bookkeeping off your mind? Weber Bookkeeping Solutions of Defiance is here to help. With over 5 years of small business bookkeeping experience and 7 years in banking, you can be confident that your books are in the right hands with Jenny Weber. Let Weber Bookkeeping Solutions handle the monthly tracking and reports so that you can focus on your business goals. Contact Jenny at 419-956-1273, and you can also visit her on Facebook or at WeberBookkeeping.com. Back to the action on Tenora Rams Sports Live.
Back here, getting ready to start quarter number two. Wasion with a 13-8 lead over the Rams. Wasion coming in at 4-1. My apologies. Tenora coming in at 1-0. Rams have had six games postponed this season. Marcus Grube from the left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, Wasion. Quickly ahead come the Indians. Tester on the wing. Delgado. Penrod fakes a three, drives, throws it off the window, and in. Penrod with four, while Sion ups the lead to 7, 15-8. Rams trailed by as much as 11 in the first quarter. Max Grube looks a drive corner. Wolfram lets another three-pointer go. This one is no good. Just a little bit long for Kaysen. Rebound, Wasion. Here come the Indians. Tester on the wing. Drives, gets down low. Tied. He's not tied up. They're going to call a foul on that. Foul will be on the Rams. Gavin Eckert whistled for the foul for Tenora. Going to the line will be Jonah Tester. Tester coming in, averaging 16.5 points per game and 6.5 rebounds. He'll shoot line to the left. First free throw up and good. Tester, first points of the game. On the floor for the Rams, Wrinkle, Grube, Marcus and Max, Schaefer and Wolfram. One more free throw coming for Tester. Line to the left. lets it go. Shot up and in. Duster now with two. Lacion back by up by 9, 17-8. 7-10 remaining on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Quarter number two from Defiance High School's Groob Classic, brought to you by Rusty Taco. Schaefer to Max Groob. Max over to Marcus. Let's a three-pointer go. It's up and good. Marcus Groob for three. Connects on the second three. Marcus now with six. Cuts the lead to six. 17-11. Indians ahead. Down low, Tester throws up a runner. It goes in. Tester with a nice runner with now with four. 19-11. 6:30 and counting here in quarter number two from Defiance High School. Schaefer over to Groob. Groob looks to drive corner wrinkle. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound on the floor. Controlled by Wasian. Wolfram was in there, but couldn't maintain it. Quickly ahead comes Burt. Shots no good. Offensive rebound. Sauber throws it up and in. Wasian by 10. 6 minutes and counting here in quarter number two. Marcus Groob looks to drive right side, picks up his dribble, cross-court pass to Max, fakes a three, to Wrinkle. Wrinkle over to Schaefer, topside Schaefer over to Wrinkle on the left wing, picks up his dribble, Wrinkle over to Max Groob. Max, three-point arc, drives, throws up a runner, no good as he's knocked to the floor. We have a whistle and we have a foul. Max Groob will go to the line shooting two shots. Foul will be on Wasian. That's their first team foul. Jonah Tester, his first. Going line to the right will be Max Groob. Max last season averaged 5 points a game. First free throw, up and good. Max with one. Eckern in. Wrinkle out for coach. Hall of Fame coach Pauline. One more free throw coming for Groob. Max with the line. One dribble, right hand shot up. This is good as well. Max with two. Rams cut the lead to 9, 21-12. Across the timeline into the game, Jude Armstrong for the Indians on the wing, Sauber. Sauber to Tester. Tester looks to drive, spins, throws up a 7-footer off the window, no good. Rebound, Sauber throws it up, no good. Rebound, Gavin Eckert. Eckert gives the ball to Schaefer in the Rams' backcourt. Schaefer across the timeline on the right side into the Rams' front court. Gives the ball to Max Drew. Max on the left side, just outside the three-point arc. Corner, Eckert. Eckert lets a three-pointer go. Front rim, no good. Rebound. Three Wasian Indians there, and they all collide, and it goes out of bounds. The ball will stay with the Rams. Eric Bone into the game for Tenora. Kaysen Wolfram exits. Wolfram with 3 points on a three-point shot. Rams inbound the ball. Schaefer trying to get it in. Looking, has the ball go off of an Indian to be a kicked ball. That was Connor Penrod on the kick. So the Rams will inbound the ball again. 4:59 remaining in quarter number two. Wasian 21, Tenora 13. From game number two here at Defiance High School's Groob Classic. Brought to you by Rusty Taco. Max Groob looks to drive left side. Kicks it back out to Marcus. Marcus just outside the three-point arc on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Looking topside. The ball comes to Schaefer. At the left point, dribbles between the circles outside of the three-point arc, now gives the ball to Max. Max between the circles, top side of the three-point arc, Fortunor picks up his dribble, throws it over to Schaefer on the left wing. Back to Max Groob, throws it to Marcus at the elbow, out to Gavin Eckert, down to 4:25 in second quarter. Top side, Max Groob, 21-13. As Max Groob drives, Wasian with the lead, spins, throws up a floater, front rim no good, ball's on the floor, controlled by Landon Hines. Hines gives the ball to Tester, Tester across the timeline into the Wasian's front court. Jude Armstrong over to Sauber, Sauber in the corner, topside Penrod over to Armstrong. to Tester. To Sauber, back to Tester. Corner, Pinrod. Top side, Tester. Wing, Sauber. Jude Armstrong fakes the three, and he's whistled for a travel. Turnover on the Wauseon Indians. 3:43 remaining in quarter number two. Wauseon 21, Tenora 13. Wauseon has yet to score here. Or no, Tenora has scored 5 points. Wauseon has scored 8 in this quarter. My apologies. 21-13, 3:30 and counting. Had my score backwards on my score sheet. Marcus Grube, topside, throws it on the wing to Eckert. Eckert, right wing, topside, Bone. Bone outside the three-point arc. Over to Marcus Grube. Lets a three-pointer go from the right wing. Back rim, no good. Ball bounced around. Picked up by Max Grube. Throws it under to Eric Bone. Out to Schaefer. Lets a three-pointer go from the wing. Rattles in and out. Rebound, Noah Sauber for Wauseon. Sauber to Armstrong across the timeline. Into the front court comes the Wauseon Indians, leading 21-13 with 2:54 remaining on your drop zone pizzeria. Ball down to Hines, throws it up and in. Landon Hines with his first two. Wauseon by 10, 23-13. Marcus Grube across the timeline into the front court for Tenora. To Max. Max on the wing to Schaefer. Schaefer hands the ball to Grube. Marcus outside the three-point arc on the right side. Topside Schaefer. Down to 2:25. Rams trail by 10, 23-13. Max Grube between the circles to Marcus. Marcus over to Max. Max Grube bounce past topside. Max Grube. Marcus Grube fakes a three. Backs it up. Throws it in from deep. Marcus for three. Now with nine. Cuts the lead to 23-16. As we approach the two-minute mark here in quarter number two from Defiance High School's Grube Classic. By Rusty Taco. Down low, Sauber throws up a shot. We have a whistle. We have a travel violation on Noah Sauber on the jump stop. Bone out, Wolfram in. On the floor for the Rams, Schaefer, Marcus, and Max Grube. Gavin Eckert and Kason Wolfram. 1:55 and counting. 23-16 Wauseon with the lead coming in tonight at 4-1. Rams coming in at 1-0. Only victory, 63-30 win at North Central December 8th. Schaefer down low, has the ball knocked away. We have a whistle, and we have a jump ball between Schaefer and Delgado. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate that. Alternating jump ball will go over to the Wauseon Indians. Tomorrow, winner will play at 8 o'clock. Loser will play Paulding at 6. Whistle. We have a timeout on the floor. We have a little blood trace. Brief timeout here. Marcus Grube heading over to the bench. Landon Wrinkle will check in for Tenora as Grube exits with just a tiny bit of blood on his leg. So he'll get that taken care of. Ball's back in play. Wauseon leading 23-16, 1:20 and counting here in quarter number two on your drop zone pizzeria scoreboard. Armstrong, topside, Rich. Rich on the wing, Delgado. Topside, Delgado to Tester. Tester in the corner to Delgado. Topside Pinrod. Excellent ball movement by Wauseon. Down to 1 minute here in quarter number two. Corner to Pinrod. Fakes a three. Bounce pass to DeGroff on the corner. Tester. Tester looks to drive. Kicks it out. Armstrong over to Delgado. Delgado over to DeGroff. Tester looks to drive from left side, throws it up off the window, no good. Whistle, offensive foul on Jonas Tester of Wauseon. Tester whistled for the foul. Twenty-3-16, 30 seconds remaining. We have a whistle on the floor. Timeout, Tenora. And Coach Wayne, Rams time out. 30-second timeout.
The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters. Here comes more Tenora Rams sports action.
Back here, 33 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Wauseon 23, Tenora 16. There was a game at the Darrell Chrysler Classic between these two teams about 4 or 5 years ago where I think the halftime score was 6-4, if I remember. That was probably Coach Wayne's first or second year. So at least this is a little more entertaining. Rams trail by 7. Marcus Grew back into the game for the Rams. Gives the ball to Max. Max to Schaefer. Schaefer picks the ball up on the right wing. Bounce pass to Marcus. Marcus or to Max. Down to 13. Max on the left side. Between the circles now, Marcus. Clock's down to 8. Marcus over to Max. Gives the ball back to Marcus. Between the circles, Marcus looks to drive. Pulls back up. Fakes a 3. Shoots a 3. Short. Rebound, Wauseon. And that is the final buzzer. Second half coming up. We'll head to halftime here at Defiance High School in the Groove Classic. Brought to you by Rusty Taco, your drop zone pizzeria. Scoreboard shows Wauseon 23, Tenora 16. BSN scorebook looks like this on your BSN sports side. A leading score for Wauseon, Tyson Britch with 8, Connor Penrod with 4, Jonas Tester with 4, Easton Delgado with 3, Noah Sauber with 2. For Tenora, Marcus Grube with 9 on 3 three-pointers. Max Grube with 2. Nolan Schaefer with 2. Kaysen Wolfram with 3. At the end of the first quarter, Wauseon led the Rams 13-8, and we'll head into halftime with Wauseon leading Tenora 23-16. And we'll be back with second half action after these timeouts.
The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters. Higby Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higby and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School, as well as the Tri-County area, since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much more, Higby Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higby Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higby.com or Higby Embroidery on Facebook. Higby Embroidery is a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award. Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or just looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure that your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today for a free quote at 419-438-0023 and be sure to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceFinancialServices.com or even on their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services wishes best of luck to all Tenora Rams athletes this season.
High standards, hard work, sincerity. For the past 37 years, those have been the day-to-day ideals behind Bat & Stevens, regarded as one of the finest auto body repair shops in the 6-county area. Our technicians understand how you feel about your vehicle, so they're trained to know your automobile inside and out. Bat & Stevens will provide you with fine workmanship at a fair price. We will work closely with you to ensure your complete satisfaction. We believe full service is one of the keys to complete collision repair. Once your vehicle enters our shop, you can be sure it is handled with the utmost attention to detail at every phase of the repair process. Our skilled professionals are committed to this high standard of quality on every job, from small dings to major collision damage, whether it is just fitting decorative trim pieces or restoring your vehicle's entire structure. We work on all makes and models, foreign and domestic, including recreational vehicles. Our state-of-the-art equipment helps us perform every kind of job with a lifetime guarantee. Free estimates can be obtained anytime, and loaner cards are available by appointment. Bat & Stevens Body Shop has also been selected as the 2020 Crescent News Reader's Choice Awards Favorite Body Shop in the Six County area. Bat & Stevens Body Shop, located in downtown Jewell, Ohio. 419-497-3111. That's 419-497-3111.
Need some extra cash ASAP? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar for your used goods. Located at 5727 State Route 66 North in Defiance, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything from you. Well, almost everything. Anything goes from jewelry, game consoles, electronics, watches, to band instruments. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Shar Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Visit them in person or online at WoodenIndianPawn.com or on their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn, your locally owned pawn specialist. Say go Rams. Have your hair and nails gotten out of control over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Please schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where you can be sure that all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Be sure to book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or do your booking online by visiting their Facebook page. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Cut and Polish Salon owner Jenny Bidlack says, go Rams! The law office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal project. Signs Trucking Service can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66 North, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. Visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Science Excavating, your Tenora Rams Live pregame sponsor, says go Rams. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at maumeetitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. Is your business looking for someone to take the day-to-day worries of your bookkeeping off your mind? Weber Bookkeeping Solutions of Defiance is here to help. With over 5 years of small business bookkeeping experience and 7 years in banking, you can be confident that your books are in the right hands with Jenny Weber. Let Weber Bookkeeping Solutions handle the monthly tracking and reports so that you can focus on your business goals. Contact Jenny at 419-956-1273, and you can also visit her on Facebook or at WeberBookkeeping.com. The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouthwatering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and more. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers to have the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. The Drop Zone Pizzeria is located in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road. Order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2525 Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to visit them on Facebook at The Drop Zone Pizzeria or order online via the Facebook app as well. The Drop Zone Pizzeria says, go Rams! BSN Sports, the recognized leader in team athletic gear. BSN forms partnerships with educators, coaches, and students to build school pride, student engagement, and community spirit. Our partnerships give you access to the most brand names in the industry with all of the hottest products at the best prices. From Nike to Wilson to Under Armour, we can customize any team needs. Since 1972, BSN Sports has brought you the brands that make you untouchable on the field, the court, or anywhere else you play your sport. Contact BSN local sports rep Jim Gares for any of your sports needs at 419-576-8940. Back to the action on Tenora Rams Sports Live.
Back here from Tenora High School. I wish it was Tenora High School. We won't be there for a while. Back for Tier 2 Defiance High School. Game number 2 of the Groob Classic. Halftime score, Wasion 23, Tenora 16. On your BSN Sports Report, halftime scores. Jonas Tester with 4, Tyson Bridge with 5 for Wasion. We took 3 points away from him, and Colton DeGroff had a 3-pointer in there. Somehow he missed that, so... Tester with 4, Bridge with 5, DeGroff with 3, Sauber with 2, Penrod with 4, Delgado with 3, Isaac Wilson with 8. And for your Tenora Rams, Marcus Grube with 9 on 3 3-pointers, Max Grube with 2 on 2 free throws, Nolan Schaefer with 2, Kaysen Wolfram with 3. Game number 2 here. Winner of first contest, exciting game, was Bryan defeating Paulding 48-42. And a massive comeback by the Bryan Golden Bears to come ahead in that contest. So the winner will play Bryan tomorrow, approximate 8 o'clock tip-off. The loser will play in a consolation game against the Paulding Panthers, approximate 6 o'clock tip-off. Rams will start the second quarter with the ball. Rams will be going right to left. Those of you listening on the radio side, Rams in the traveling forest green, white numbers, black trim. Wasion, home white, red numbers, black trim. Grube over to Marcus Grube, to Max Grube. Eckert in the corner for a 3-pointer is up and good. Gavin Eckert for 3. Eckert with his first points of the game cuts the lead to 4, 23-19. Across the timeline, Tyson Bridge for Wasion to Tester. Tester in the corner to Penrod. Top side, Tester over to Bridge. Bridge, Penrod. Penrod still holding the ball at the elbow. Throws it over to DeGroff. In the corner, Tester. Top side, Delgado. Corner, DeGroff. Penrod, runner, no good. Rebound, we have a whistle. Ball hit the top of the backboard, so it will be out of bounds for the Rams. 7:06 remaining in quarter number 3. Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Wasion 23, Tenora 19. Wasion jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Across the timeline, Marcus Grube. Marcus bounce pass on the wing to Kaysen Wolfram. Wolfram looking down low, nothing there. Still looking, Kaysen is. Picks up his dribble, throws it on the corner to Marcus Grube. Marcus to Schaefer. Schaefer to Max. Back to Schaefer for 3. Nolan Schaefer with 5 cuts the lead 23-22. Rams have battled back here. Start of quarter number 3 on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. 6:27 and counting. Wasion 23, Tenora 22. Topside Bridge to Delgado. Corner to Groff. Back to Tester. 3-pointer back rim. No good. Ball's on the floor. Another rebound by Bridge. Got to have about 7-8 offensive rebounds for Wasion so far tonight. Very quick ball mover for Wasion. Tester on the block. Spins. Tied up. Loses the ball. Picked up by Delgado. Runner no good. Gets his own rebound. Throws it up. We have a whistle and we'll have a foul on the floor. Foul will be on Gavin Eckert. That's his second, team's first. Wasion will inbound the ball. Tester in the right corner. Top side to Delgado. Delgado looks to drive, bounce pass on the corner to Penrod. Back to Delgado. Three-pointer in the air. No good. Rebound. Can't control. Groove into the hands of Tester. Throws it off the window and in from the right side. Tester with six. 25-22, Walsian with a three-point lead over Tenora. 5:30 and counting in quarter number three. Game number two here at Defiance High School. Won your Groove Holiday Tournament. Brought to you by Rusty Taco. A lot of advertisements tonight. I apologize. Groove on the wing to Schaefer. Schaefer, left side. Looks to gets the elbow, spins down low, throws it to Wolfram. Three-pointer by Kaysen. Rim no good. Ball bounced around. Rebound. Foul on Gavin Eckert of Tenora. Rebound was secured by Connor Penrod. Eckert tried to sneak in from behind to get the ball, but he could not. Foul is on Eckert, his third. Into the game is Lance Wrinkle for Tenora. Eckert will hit the bench. Six, approaching the five-minute mark here in quarter number three, 25-22. Wasian with a three-point lead. Rams had cut it to one a second ago. Offensive rebound. Well, here we have a steal by Groove. Groove from the left side throws it off the window. Does not go. Quickly ahead. Wasian, Penrod, throws it to Britch. Britch shot, no good. Tip up by DeGroff is no good. Rebound controlled by the Rams. Here comes Marcus Groove across the timeline. Between the circles comes Groove. Rams trail by three. Wrinkle between the circles. Picks up the ball. Gives the ball to Max Groove. Max to Marcus. Lets a three-pointer go. Shot, no good. Tried to save it is Kaysen Wolfram. He can't. The ball sails out of bounds. Off of Kaysen. Ball will go over to Wasian. 4:23 remaining in quarter number three on your drop zone pizzeria scoreboard. Wasian 25, Tenora 22. Wasian 4-1, Tenora 0, or Tenora 1-0. This is just their second game of the season. After six cancellations, backdoor pass off the window. Tester from the left side. Tester with eight. Wasian back up by five. 27-22 into the front court comes Marcus Groove in the forest green jersey. Over to Max Groove. Max gets the free throw line, throws it to Schaefer, lets a three-pointer go. Front rim, no good. Rebound, Jonas Tester of Wasian. Tester across the timeline into the Wasian front court on the right side. Now between the circles is the 6'2 junior. Tester floats to the right side to Penrod. Penrod to Delgado. Over to Britch. Britch. Tester, floater, 8-footer, no good. Rebound, Lance Wrinkle. Down to 3:20 in quarter number three, 27-22. Wasian by five. Rams cut it to one earlier. Max Groove looks to drive. He's cut off. Gives the ball to Schaefer. Schaefer, corner, Wolfram fakes the three. Looks to drive. Gets down low. Throws up a hook shot, and it's good. Kaysen Wolfram with five on a nice floater in the lane. 27-24, 3-minute mark in quarter number three here from the Groove Classic at Defiance High School. Moved from Defiance College earlier. Down low, Tester has the ball knocked away. We have a whistle and a foul will be on, I believe, Max Groove. Max will be whistled for his second foul. That'll be team third foul. Going to the line will be Jonas Tester. Tester coming into the game, averaging 16.5 and 6.5 rebounds. Has 8 so far. Looks for 9 at the line. First free throw, line to the right, up and good. Tester with 9. Wasian by 4, 28-24. One more free throw coming. Shot up and in by Tester. Tester gives Wasian a 29-24 lead. Schaefer gives the ball to Max Groove. Max on the wing to Marcus. Marcus over to Schaefer. Schaefer topside over to Max Groove. Max between the circles to Marcus on the left wing. Marcus looks to make a move on the left side. Picks up his dribble on the baseline. Topside Schaefer. Schaefer to Groove. Marcus or Max. Max bounced past to Nolan Schaefer over to Wolfram. Wolfram outside the three-point arc. Fakes a three. Now he lets it go. Front rim. No good. Rebound. Tester of Wasian. Down to 2:15. Wasian up 29-24. Again, Rams cut it to one earlier. topside to Groff as we hit the two-minute mark here in quarter number three from the Grube Classic at Defiance High School. Delgado over to DeGroff. To Tester. Tester looks to drive, throws up a runner. Rim, no good. Rebound. Tenora, Marcus Grube. Marcus quickly head to Max Grube. Shot off the window from the left side is good. Max with four. 29-26. Coach Wayne and the Rams cut it to three. 130 and counting over head coach Chad Burt. Two legendary coaches here. Tester pulls up, hits it from 17 feet. Tester with 12. 31-26. Down to 115 as Grube crosses the timeline into the Rams front court for Tenora. Again, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate that. If you're watching or listening, as Wolfram lets another three-pointer go, no good. Rebound off of Wasion will stay with Tenora off of the hands of Connor Pinrod. Schaefer, Marcus, Max Grube, Kaysen Wolfram, and Lance Wrinkle on the floor for the Rams. 56 seconds to go as Grube inbounds the Rams inbound the ball to Marcus Grube. Goes over to Max. Max looks to drive, spins, gets down low, bounce pass to Wolfram on the block. Throws it out to Wrinkle. Wrinkle, right side. Over to Schaefer. Lets a three-pointer go. In and out from the wing, but we have a whistle and we have an offensive foul. As Delgado goes crashing to the floor, that foul will be on Kaysen Wolfram. That's his first, team's fourth. 38.5 seconds remaining. 31-26, Indians of Wasion with a five-point lead. Started the game out on an 11-0 run. Rams had cut the lead to one here a few minutes ago in quarter number three. On the wings, Britch standing there, finally gives the ball to DeGroff. DeGroff between the circles, down to 15 seconds, guarded by Marcus Grube. DeGroff still with the ball, hands the ball to Test. Double team, breaks it, down low, crashes into Wolfram. We have a whistle, and we have an offensive foul. Jonas Tester crashed into Kaysen Wolfram. Rams will take over with 5 seconds to go in quarter number three, trailing by 5, 31-26. Schaefer gets the ball to Grube, down to three. Grube fakes a three, now he lets it go. In and out, no good. Head to quarter number four, Wasion 31, Tenora 26 on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard.
The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2425. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams!
Drop Zone Pizzeria, we open tomorrow, so make sure you hit them up. Best pizza in the area, probably best wings as well. Whenever I head out there, Harold always has something brewing up that smells delicious. So hit the Drop Zone Pizzeria up. It's only, today's Monday, they're closed. You can hit them up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or this weekend. Football's coming up, full games, so get some wings and some pizza and some ice-cold drinks out there as well. Drop Zone Pizzeria, official scoreboard sponsor, social media, and in-game 2020-21 sports season. Back here, starting quarter number four, 31-26, Wasion with a five-point lead. Delgado, left wing, fakes a three, now looks to drive, gets the elbow, looks to travel. He did not call it. Underneath to DeGroff, throws it up and in from the left side. DeGroff with five, 33-26. Wasion starting to pull away, up by seven. 7:30 and counting is Grube. Bounce pass on the wing to Wolfram. Wolfram over to Marcus Grube. Marcus hits a cutting Max Grube. Max looks to make a move. Over to Eckert. Eckert loses the ball, but he gets it back on the wing. Over to Max Grube to Schaefer. Schaefer between the circles. Rams under traveling forest green with white numbers and black trim. Marcus Grube. Over to Wolfram. Fakes another three. Standing there in the right corner. Topside Schaefer over to Max Grube. Max over to Marcus Grube in front of the Rams bench. Grube with nine leading the way for Tenora tonight. Coming off a 24-point effort. More central, what seemed like months ago. Five threes in that game for Marcus. Down to 6:34 here. Wolfram with the baseline jumper. No good. Rebound. Wasion Britch to Penrod. Quickly ahead. Hits a running DeGroff. Shots no good. Rebound tipped back up and in by, I believe that was Delgado. Now Jonas Tester on the tip in. Tester now with 14. 35-26 Wasion. Max Grube looks a drive, gets to the elbow, picks up the dribble, throws it out on the wing to Marcus Grube. Marcus on the right side, cross-court pass to Eckert, three-pointer in the air, rim no good, rebound Tester of Wasion across the timeline into the front court. On the right side comes Jonas Tester of Wasion, leading by 9, 5:50 and counting here in quarter number 4 in game 2 of the Grube Classic, brought to you by Rusty Taco. Topside Tester, first game. Very exciting game, 48-42. Bryan with the win over Paulding. Winner will play tomorrow night at 8 against the Bryan Golden Bears. Tester, Oder, no good. Rebound bounced around, chased down by Britch on the left wing. Corner, DeGroff down low. Shot no good by Penrod. They have a whistle. Ball will be out of bounds off of Tenora and Nolan Schaefer. 5:22 remaining in quarter number 4. 35-26, Wasion with the lead over the Rams. Rams cut it to 1, middle of the third quarter. Inbound pass comes into Connor Penner, Penrod, and he throws it in. Penrod now with 6, 37-26, as Grube comes into the front court of Tenora. Throws it on the wing to Schaefer. Schaefer off the Grube pick. Top side to Max Grube. Max between the circles over on the wing to Marcus Grube. Marcus looks to drive. Can't. Pulls up three-pointers in the air. No good. Ball's on the floor. Rebound. Jonas Tester fouled in the backcourt by Nolan Schaefer. Schaefer's second foul. Team's fifth. Just under 5 minutes, Wasion 37, Tenora 26 in quarter number 4 in your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Thanks for tuning in. Game number 2 here. Delgado on the wing, top side. Penrod looking to drive. Bridge kicks it back out. DeGroff. Corner, Penrod looks to drive. Knocks Grube to the floor. No call. Shot up and in by Wasion. Basket by Britch. Britch now with 7. 39-26, 4:20 remaining in quarter number 4 here at Defiance High School. Not a very deep bench for head coach Paul Wayne this year again, as Grube has the ball knocked away from him by Tester. Quickly ahead, Delgado. Runner. Layup up and good. Delgado now with 5. 41-26. As we hit the 4 minute mark here, Wasion up by 15. Gavin Eckert with the 3-pointer. Rim no good. Offensive rebound. Nolan Schaefer throws it back to Eckert. Eckert in the corner. Topside Max Grube. Max topside of 3-point arc. Pass intended for Wolfram is intercepted by Penrod of Wasion, who hands the ball to Tester. .330 and counting. Wasion up 41-26. Down low, Delgado throws up a shot. No good. Rebound. Nolan Schaefer gives the ball to Marcus Grube. Rams running out of time in game number 2 here. Wasion 4-1. Tenora 1-0. Six postponements for the Rams thus far. Try to make those games up later, hopefully. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow, either at 6 or at 8, and we'll be at Crestview Saturday to watch Kalen Etzler, Ohio State commit, play. Fantastic game last year as they came over to the Alan Moore Gymnasium. Wolfram loses the ball. We have a whistle and a foul on Delgado as Wolfram looked to back in. Foul will be on Easton Delgado. That's his first, team's second. Rams will inbound the ball, trailing 41-26, 2:49 remaining on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Thanks for tuning in. Grube to Wolfram, has the ball knocked away. Three-pointer up front rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. Foul will be on Kaysen Wolfram. Easton Delgado with the rebound. Technical foul, I believe, will be called on the play. Wolfram called for the personal foul, and I believe the technical foul also will be called on Kaysen Wolfram. Kaysen's third. We have a brief timeout here. Easton Delgado will go to the line for Wasion, shooting the free throws. Delgado with five. Torres also over the limit. First free throw by Delgado, in and out. No good. 2:41 remaining. Wasion 41, Tenora 26 in game number two of the Grube Holiday Classic. Technical free throws by Connor Penrod. Penrod was six. First free throw. This one, nothing but the bottom of the net. Penrod was seven. One more coming on the technical free throws. Wasion also will get the ball. Free throw by Penrod. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Penrod with eight for the 6'2 junior. Wasion will get the ball on the far side at the midcourt stripe. Inbounding the ball, Connor Penrod throws it into Jonas Tester. 17 straight seasons for Wasion, 17 or more wins. Three-pointer, Penrod, no good. Chased down, another offensive rebound by Wasion. Britch between the circles, over on the wing. Tester in the corner, topside Delgado to Britch. Topside Penrod to DeGroff, passed down low by Tester, knocked back to Tester, gives it to Delgado between the circles, over on the wing to Tester. Down to 2 minutes, 43-26, Wasion with the lead here. Winner plays tomorrow at 8 o'clock for the Grube Holiday Championship game. Loser plays at 6 against the Paulding Panthers. Topside Britch, down to 1:45. Colton DeGroff between the circles on the wing, Tyson Britch. Britch crashes into Eckert, who crashes to the ground. We have a whistle and we have a foul on Gavin Eckert. Eckert whistled on the foul. That's Gavin's fourth. Going to the line will be senior Tyson Britch for the 1-1. Britch with seven. We'll look for eight at the line. Wholesale substitutions for Wasion. Carson Burt, Clay Stump, Landon Hines in the game. Rich is at the line. He will exit. Free throw rim, no good. Rebound, Gavin Eckert. Eckert, Bone, both Grubes, and Schaefer on the floor for Tenora. 1:25 remaining. Schaefer to Eckert on the wing. Gavin looks to make a move. Backs the ball back out to three-pointer. Hits a cutting. Marcus Group throws up a floater. No good. Rebound. Noah Sauber. Quickly ahead to Tyson Britch. 1:10 as Britch crashes into Schaefer as he goes flying to the floor. Going to the line will be Tyson Britch for two shot. Birch may have slightly sprained his ankle. He's trying to hobble it off over there. So Birch will go back to the line. Birch with seven. Look for eight and nine. Again, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everybody. Wasion Tenora, Brian Paulding. Had the pleasure of doing the first game tonight as the free throw is good. Birch now with eight. We'll look for nine. Line to the right. 6 foot senior. Three dribbles. Right and toss by Birch. This one is good. Birch will check out. Coming in for him will be Jude Armstrong. Carson Burt, Matt Shaw. Trying to see some of these others. Who we got here? Jude Armstrong, Noah Sauber. Who else we got for Watson? Clay Stump. Rams. Tyler Wimpkin checks in for Tenora. Jacob Bailey. Keegan Miles. Luke Harris and Landon Wrinkle with 110 remaining. Wasion 45, Tenora 26. Rams have yet to score in quarter number four. Came into the quarter trailing by 5, 31-26 as Bailey lets a runner go. No good. Rebound. Matt Shaw of Wasion gives the ball to Carson Burt. Burt across the timeline ahead to Jude Armstrong. Armstrong topside stump. Down low, Burt. Carson Burt spins, throws up a shot. No good. Or is that? No, that's Jude Armstrong. 34 and 24. That was 34. Jude Armstrong will go to the line. The 5'11 junior, or 5'11 sophomore, my apologies. First free throw attempt. This one rolls front rim. No good. 40.8 seconds remain. Wasion 45, Tenora 26. The Rams will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock against the Paulding Panthers here at Defiance High School, the Group Classic in the consolation game. Free throw, back rim, front rim. This one rolls in. Jude Armstrong on the board with his first points. Wrinkle into the Rams front court with 35 seconds to go. Rams trail by 20, have not scored in quarter number four. Wrinkle topside, Bailey. Bailey on the wing to Harris. Let's a three-point shot go, and it's good. Luke Harris for three. Luke's first points, 46-29. Down to 15 seconds here. Stump, topside, Sauber on the wing. Carson Burt down to 3 seconds. So the Rams will fall here in game number two tonight. 46-29. Stay tuned. We will have your Bidlack Insurance and Investments post-game show.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or just looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure that your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today for a free quote at 419-438-0023, and be sure to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceFinancialServices.com or even on their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services wishes best of luck to all Tenora Rams athletes this season.
Back here for the Bidlack and Investments post-game show. Tenora falls to 1-1. Wasion improves to 5-1. Tenora will play tomorrow versus Paulding in the consolation game. Wasion will move on to play the Bryan Golden Bears in a championship game. After first quarter, Wasion led 13-8. Went into halftime, Wasion leading Tenora 23-16. Third quarter saw the Rams cut it to 1 point at one point. They head into the fourth quarter trailing 31-26. The Rams only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. That was in the last seconds. So Wauseon scored 15 points. Tenora basically was shut out. Wauseon 46, Tenora 29. Leading scorers for Wauseon: Jonas Tester with 14, Tyson Rich with 9, Colton DeGraw 5, Noah Sauber 2, Connor Pinrod with 8, Easton Delgado with 5, Jude Armstrong 1, Landon Hines with 2. For Tenora, leading scorers: Marcus Grube 9 points on 3 threes, Nolan Schaefer with 5, Max Grube with 4, Gavin Eckert with 3, Luke Harris with 3, Kaysen Wolfram with 5. So Tenora falls here at Defiance High School, and the Grube Classic will see everybody here tomorrow as the Rams will host the Paulding Panthers at 6 o'clock. So we'll see everybody back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. As Tenora falls to 1-1, it's just nice to have boys basketball back. Boys will play tomorrow here. Saturday will be at Crestview. We'll get to see the Etzler boy go into Ohio State. And the girls are back in action on the 5th against Stryker at home. Again, thanks for tuning in. Tenora falls 46-29. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a fantastic sports night.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Tenora Rams Sports. Be sure to tune in next time when we bring you more Rams action. And follow us online at TenoraRamsSportsAudio.com or on Twitter at TenoraRamsAudio.